The coming of Jesus Christ into our world was so significant that it divided time into two, before Christ and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, which, by the way, is how the Constitution is dated, in the year of our Lord, 1787. Of course, in our era of political correctness, they've changed B.C. to B.C.E., before the Common Era, and A.D. to C.E., the Common Era. And how is the so-called Common Era dated? Well, through the coming of Christ. Meanwhile, what do we know about the date of Christ's birthday? Lieutenant Colonel John Eidsmo, the chairman of the board for the Plymouth Rock Foundation, is a law professor and the author of Christianity and the Constitution. He joins us now to talk about the dating of Jesus' birth. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. John, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Jerry, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for proclaiming the truth of God's Word and its implications for our society.
Oh, thank you. And before we get into the Jesus birth issue, it's significant, isn't it, that the Constitution is dated in the year of our Lord. Some skeptics have said, oh, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a, you know, just a meaningless officiality, or, you know, it's just, what was it, ceremonial deism. It's meaningless, in other words. Is that true? That it's meaningless, that dating?
Well, on the one hand, you know, they'll try to say it's meaningless if they can't fight it. If they can fight it, they'll try to say, oh, it's a horrible establishment of Christianity. They talk out of both sides of their mouths. But no, it is more than just ceremonial deism and more than just a way of dating, because that is based upon the Gregorian calendar. And not all of the world used the Gregorian calendar. In fact, the French Revolution a few years later would rewrite the whole calendar to before and after the revolution, and the Muslims had a different calendar, and in fact, much of the Christian world had been using the Julian calendar. The British only switched over to the Gregorian calendar about 25 years before our Declaration of Independence, so the fact that they chose to buy into the Christian order is significant, and the year of our Lord clearly refers to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and as you say, the tendency now is to say Common Era and BCE before Common Era. What makes the Common Era common, other than the birth of Jesus Christ?
I have to admit, I'm glad that they put in, even though they probably didn't think about this, the word C. I'm sorry, the letter C, you know, BCE, because you can even almost say, well, before the Christian era, and, you know, CE, the Christian era. I mean, because that's actually true. That's exactly what it is. So in other words, the C, they're saying it's the word common, but I'm saying, yeah, you could also substitute the word Christian, and it's still the same point.
Of course you can.
Pardon me?
I said, of course you can.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so tell us about the dating of Jesus' birth.
Well, first of all, our faith does not depend upon the date of Jesus' birth. Jesus was born on a different date than December 25th, that doesn't alter my faith in him in the least. But for one thing, we see such an effort today to debunk the early historians and say they were all just based on mythology and superstition and they didn't engage in solid scholarship when in fact they did. And the other thing is you see such a drive today to the war on Christmas, as we call it, and to say we can't celebrate Christmas, and very commonly what they'll be saying is that, and besides, everybody knows Jesus wasn't born on December 25th anyway. Well, I suggest there's good reason to believe he was born on or about December 25th, and I'll be glad to give you some of that evidence if you'd like me to.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, what does the Bible say about the dating of Jesus' birth? Well, Luke 2, verse 6 tells us that the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, which tells us if he was a full-term baby born 9 months after conception. And we know also in Luke 1:26 that the angel Gabriel announced the conception of Jesus to Mary in the sixth month of her cousin Elizabeth's pregnancy with John the Baptist. So he's conceived about 6 months after John the Baptist was conceived. So now we've got to ask, then when was John the Baptist conceived? Well, that's a little more difficult, but there are some answers from Scripture. First of all, his father is Zacharias, and Zacharias is a Levite priest, and we're told that Luke 1:5 that he was of the course of Abia, or Abijah. Now, that's very significant because in First Chronicles 24, King David divided the priests into 24 orders, and these orders took turns serving in the temple for a period of 8 days twice a year, and during that time they were separated from their wives and children. And so Zacharias and the other priests of the order of Abijah served during the 10th and 24th weeks of the Jewish year. Well, now we know from Luke 1:8 that the angel of the Lord spoke to Zacharias while he was executing the priest's office before God in the order of his course. In other words, the angel speaks to Zacharias while he is performing his duties in the temple. And then after his course is finished, he left the temple, returned to his wife Elizabeth, and John was conceived, Luke 1:23 to 24. And so this would probably be the 24th week of the year. John would have been then conceived around September or October and born around June or July. So Jesus' conception is 6 months later. He would have been conceived around March or April, and his birth would have been around December or January. And I'm not going to tell you that this is certain. One problem we have here, although we can work with this, is that the Jewish calendar was a 360-day, 12-month calendar. Each month was 30 days, but they had ways of compensating for this. But anyway, so the point is that from the Bible, there's good reason to believe that Jesus was born in December or January. Late December would be a very appropriate date. Well, now let's look to some extra biblical evidence. And I'll begin with St. John Chrysostom. Chrysostom lived from 347 to 407 AD, and his status in the Eastern Orthodox Church is comparable to that of Augustine in the Western Church. And Chrysostom argued strongly for the December 25th birth date, first of all, because of the course of Zacharias' priestly service. But Chrysostom, and here is a giant in the history of the church, Chrysostom also noted that Pope Julius served as Pope of Rome from 337 to 352 AD, and he ascertained to the date of Christ's birth based on the census documents that after the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus, the general Titus, that Titus brought the census documents back to Rome after 70 AD, and Julius, by studying the census documents, determined that the date of Christ's birth was December 25th. And wish we had access to those documents today. If they exist, they're lost in the archives of the Vatican somewhere, which would not surprise me in the least. I mean, I find stuff in my files that's been lost for decades. But anyway, he's not the only one that relies upon this and sets the December 25th date. Theophilus of Caesarea, and he lived from 115 to 181 AD, he wrote, "We ought to celebrate the birth of our Lord on December 25th. Sextus Julius Africanus, living AD 160 to 240, concluded that Jesus was born on March 25th, or conceived on March 25th, and therefore born on December 25th. Likewise, Hippolytus of Rome, he's from AD 170 to 240, and he says Jesus' birth was 8 days before the 1st of January. Irenaeus comes to the same conclusion. And as to the reliance upon the census documents, it would be nice to have those, wouldn't it? But reliance on those, well, Julius and Chrysostom are not alone in their reliance. Justin Martyr, for example, and he was from 100 to 165 AD, he wrote a detailed statement of the Christian faith, which he addressed to the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. And of that, he stated Jesus was born in Bethlehem, as you can ascertain from the registers of the taxing. Likewise, Tertullian, and there's a Christian lawyer and church father living from 160 to 250 AD. He wrote of the census of Augustus, the most faithful witness of the Lord's nativity kept in the archives of Rome. And anyway, there are others too, but point of the matter is, there is good biblical evidence and good extra-biblical evidence that Jesus was born on or about December 25th. Our faith doesn't depend on that, but there is good evidence that these church fathers knew what they were talking about and probably had access to information that we don't have today. Now, there is a major reason that some people raise to suggest that this couldn't have been the date, and you want me to go on and talk about that?
Yes, I do. But before you do, I'm just curious. Where did Zacharias and Elizabeth live? Where geographically? Do we know that?
I'm sure we do. I'd have to go and check.
Okay.
I don't have the answer.
You didn't remember off
the tip of my tongue.
No problem. Okay, so yeah, go ahead with this other evidence.
We do know that Mary, shortly after she conceived Jesus, that she visits Elizabeth. So that, but I'm just engaging in conjecture here. I'm not sure about that, but my guess is maybe somewhere not too far from Nazareth.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
All right, so you were going to go down another trail.
The Bible could find that answer very quickly.
Surely, and I want to hear what you were also going to say about this other aspect.
The argument that Jesus could not have been born on December 25th is the argument that, well, it's too cold at that time. And that's December, that's winter, and shepherds would not be out in the field keeping watch over their flocks as late as December. In fact, some will say normally they wouldn't be out any later than October. But there's a couple of good responses to that. First of all, there was a special class of sheep. These were Levitical sheep, and there were Levitical shepherds that took care of those. And since they were needed for sacrifice 12 months out of the year, these were kept in the field 12 months of the year, whether other sheep were or not. But secondly, there's a giant of a scholar on this period of time, and that is Alfred Edersheim. Edersheim has a tremendous Old Testament history. He was, I believe, a Jewish man who became a Christian. But probably his most famous work is The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, which he wrote in 1883. And he cited Jewish sources, ancient Jewish sources, to the effect that flocks of sheep remain in the open alike in the hottest and in the rainy season, i.e. all year around. And then he also talks about the Levitical shepherds. He notes also that winters can be cold in Palestine, but they vary greatly, and some winters are rather mild. And in fact, also, this is not from Edersheim, but there is a study of stalagmites and stalactites in caves near Jerusalem, strongly suggested the average rainfall had dropped nearly 50% from about 3 feet in AD 100 to about 1.6 feet, that is nearly half that amount, in AD 700, which suggests that maybe average winter temperatures could have had variations over periods of time as well. I would only say that if Mary could have given birth to a baby in Bethlehem in a cave or a stable, then hardy shepherds could have watched their flocks in the field at the same time. And Edersheim simply concludes, quoting him again, "There is no adequate reason for questioning the historical accuracy of this date," that is December 25th. "The objections generally made rest on grounds which seem to me historically untenable."
That is absolutely fascinating. Now, we know that the Western Church celebrated the birth of Jesus, celebrated Christmas, December 25, and then the Eastern Church were celebrating actually January 6 because that's when the wise men came. And then Bill Federer said that when they had a council about this, a church council in the 500s to try and say, hey, you know, either side needs to budge. They couldn't they had to agree to disagree, but they came up with something called the 12 Days of Christmas, which is a Christian thing. And the idea is that beginning December 24th through January 6th, they would celebrate the 12 Days of Christmas. So any way you look at it, the coming of Jesus into our world has just transformed everything. Any last comments?
Yes, an excellent website that will refute the idea that the Christmas date was taken from pagan celebrations comes from a pastor, Abrahamson, a Lutheran pastor, and the website is titled Redeeming Holy Days from Pagan Lies. I would suggest you turn to that website. You'll find much there.
John Eismo, thanks so much. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.